We're at the busy NativeScript conference, and there's a lot of action going on here on the conference floor. But at the moment, we're talking with Nathan Walker. He's senior software engineer at InfoWrap, based in Portland, Oregon. You've built a very interesting application and used NativeScript as the basis for doing that. So let's talk about what you built, why you chose NativeScript, and why it's cool.
Sure, thanks for talking with me. Shoutout Play is really an interesting app because it could not have been built on the web. When I first started building it, I thought I might be able to use the web for it, but it actually, because it uses Spotify, Spotify only allows 30-second previews of tracks on the web. So I had to use native SDK in order to even integrate with Spotify. So Shoutout Play allows you to create playlists of your favorite music, you can search the entire Spotify universe, and then you can record a shout-out over top of it and play it back on your playlist, and it will auto-mix in that shout-out in with the song. So you can use it at events, weddings, or parties and that kind of thing. And it's just fun to play with.
So when you're doing these shout-outs, these are obviously recorded as separate files. How do you link the two and how do you sync the two?
It's a really great question. So I integrated Firebase into this NativeScript application. And so each recording that it gets recorded locally on the phone, it gets synced and backed up to a Firebase database. This allows you to uninstall the app completely, removing all those shout-outs on your phone. You could reinstall it later or install it on a different device, and all your shout-outs will come back down onto the device. So they're all recorded as M4A audio files on both iOS and Android.
When you did this, when you talked to Spotify, what is it that Spotify is opening up to you in terms of exposing an API that you could tie into?
Spotify has a very rich iOS library. Now, that is not true for the Android side, unfortunately, but they are getting there slowly. But they did allow an API that allowed me to access the full player, so I have full streaming music support, a pretty rich delegate that I could wire into on the iOS side that would allow me to track things such as did stop playback, starting playback, things like setting volume, when the microphone changed, all these essential data points that you really need to be able to wire up a full-blown music application.
It's probably fair to say that a lot of people are not familiar with NativeScript. So for you, what is NativeScript, and why did you choose that as a platform for developing this?
So back in the fall, so almost a year ago, with InfoWrap, we actually were looking to transition our current hybrid Cordova app to a full-blown native app. So I was, at the time, researching different options that were available, trying to find something to where we didn't have to write a pure Objective-C or Java app because of the time involved in doing such a thing. So NativeScript came on my radar. It was definitely one of those that at the time seemed fairly unknown, but seemed to be picking up a little bit of pace at that time. So after looking into it for even just the first couple weeks, I was definitely convinced that this was something worth diving more into. So I really started to get more involved over the next coming months of that. So the winter moving into 2016, I started to develop a number of plugins, community plugins, as a way to kind of test through what NativeScript was capable of. I was on one hand excited about NativeScript and just enjoyed developing these things, but on the other hand, I was really evaluating the viability of NativeScript for InfoWrap. And finally got some plugins published and was very impressed with the performance. And really, I had all these plugins now, and I was very curious to try to use all these plugins in a production app now. Because my next question after that was, well, would they be passed through the App Store requirement, the review process? And, you know, that was the big question at that time. I wanted to use as many plugins as possible from the community. So Shoutout Play uses 16 community plugins, and it definitely worked out of the box. The only thing we ran into was an issue with Spotify IPv6 support.
So you've proven that the technology works with maybe saying a hobbyist app is maybe not the best way to put it. But what a passion project, that's perfect. So what do you see now as the commercial viability for the technology and what InfoWrap can do with it for its customers?
It's huge, really. Being involved in NativeScript at this time is super exciting because one of the things that really will jump out if you start to look into it is the ability to write both iOS and Android UIs with one single concise XML language. That's huge, because if you have ever looked at an Apple app versus an Android app and looked at the UI construction, they're not the same at all. So that out of the box is super exciting, and now they have this Angular integration, which we may now call Angular Native, but that will allow you to use all those web development skills if you know Angular, and you can wire and bind just to these native script views just as you would on the web. It's super powerful. I mean, I think it will be industry changing in a sense, because right now we have React Native, which I think is wonderful at what it does. But we need a little less bar, because you really don't want to write any Objective-C or Java code. You really want to stick in just JavaScript. In React Native, you still do have to write some Objective-C code to create bridges and bindings between some of the native platform. But in native script, you can truly write it all in JavaScript.
You mentioned Angular, and that's a very important point. If you knew Angular, you may not know it now, because it's changed a lot from 1 to 2.
Big change, yeah. I've been a big fan of Angular since the early beta days and in the 1.0 release. So moving into 2, I was at first surprised by some of the big changes, but it really was a welcome change, because you wanted a lot of these things that they were pushing for. A lot of the separation, the ability to use it with multiple platforms, had not really been as tight of an integration that, at least not an integration that you would want to use on a production scale for that type of development. So Angular 2 really ushered in the ability to do these things with something like native script.
What do you see happening the next 2 years with cloud computing in general? And what are the opportunities for a company like InfoWrap and its developers?
Right now, we have this niche market with builders, constructors, and with schools. And I think, obviously, the cloud computing platform has already taken off. That is definitely where a lot of successes are being had. But I think right now, our whole base is on Amazon S3. And I think we want to move into the native space with native script, and are currently starting to work on the beginning of that app right now. Hybrid and Cordova we've had for about 4.5 years, and we've never been super impressed with its performance. And we've always strived to have something better, just better usability, better UX all around, and better performance. And so native script really is providing that answer for us. And I think over the next 2 years, you're going to see a lot more people adopting that same strategy, using JavaScript as the same code base to use across all of their, be it web or on mobile.
We've been talking with Nathan Walker, Senior Software Engineer at InfoWrap in Portland, Oregon. Thank you very much for taking some time.
Thank you so much, Joel.